Chapter 5 At the Waffle House. Thanksgiving passes and school starts again, with all its rubbish. When I get to English class, our teacher, Mr. Wise, gives us back our test papers with an angry smile. I can quickly see why. Most of them are heavily marked with red pen. He gives me mine and I feel shocked to see the perfect mark at the top of the paper. I'm not bad at English, but I had 2 hours of sleep the day before the test. It's impossible. Then I quickly see that I'm right. It isn't my test. "Hey," I say, and touch Bram, who is sitting in front of me on the shoulder. He turns in his chair to look at me. "Looks like this is yours."
"Oh, thanks," he says and takes it from me.
He has long fingers and cute hands. He looks at the paper and back at me. I know that he feels strange about me seeing his mark. "No problem," I say. "I'd keep that mark if I could." He smiles down at his desk. You never really know what Bram is thinking, but I have this idea that he is probably really funny inside his own head. I don't even know why I think that, but any jokes he has with himself, I think I'd quite like to share them with him. When I walk into rehearsal that afternoon, Abby is sitting on a chair with her eyes closed and her lips moving. She's practicing her lines from Oliver.
"Hello," she says. "Did you know that we can't use the scripts after Christmas holiday?"
"That's more than a month away. You'll be fine."
"That's easy for you to say," she replies. "You don't have any lines."
Then she suddenly looks up at me and laughs.
"Sorry," she says. "That made me sound like an asshole, didn't it?"
"Yes, it did, you asshole," I reply, laughing.
"What did you call her?"
asks Martin, suddenly appearing at my shoulder.
"It's okay, Martin," says Abby. "We're just joking."
"Well, he called you an asshole. I don't think that's okay," Martin says, and his face is red.
"I can't believe this. He's come in and, after blackmailing me, is now talking about my bad language. He is being angry with me to look good in front of Abby."
"Martin, really? We were joking," says Abby, and laughs.
I say sorry very quietly and move away toward Cal, who is sitting with some older girls. He looks up at me and smiles. He has a really nice, relaxed smile. I was feeling bad about Abby and Martin, but now I'm quickly feeling better.
"Hello," I say. The girls smile at me.
"What's the problem, Simon?" says Cal.
"Nothing," I say. "Aren't we practicing any scenes at the moment?"
"No," replies Cal. "Ms. Albright is just finishing something, and then she'll tell us what to do next."
And then I notice their legs. One of the girls' ankles is resting over Cal's ankle. So what does that mean? I think I'm ready for this horrible day to finish. I go back to Abby and Martin.
"Hey, Spire, there's something I want to talk to you about," says Martin suddenly. "I've been thinking. I really want to introduce you to my brother. You two like the same things."
I feel my face turn red. He's blackmailing me again.
That's nice, says Abby.
Really wonderful, I say sarcastically, thinking about his gay brother.
I look at Martin, and he looks away.
Well, he says and starts to walk away. I'm just going to...
Wait, I say. He turns. I can't believe that I'm letting Martin Addison blackmail me. Listen, I say. Do you two want to go with me to the Waffle House tomorrow after school? You can eat waffles while you practice your lines.
I hate myself. I hate myself.
Really, Simon? Says Abby. That would be wonderful. I can probably borrow my mom's car.
Yeah, replies Martin quietly. That would be great.
You're amazing, Simon, says Abby.
But I'm not. I'm not at all.
The next evening at the Waffle House, Martin won't stop asking Abby questions. They are sitting next to each other, and I am sitting opposite them.
You're from Washington, D.C., aren't you?
He asks.
Which part?
Tacoma Park. Do you know Washington, D.C.?
Says Abby.
My brother's studying there, he replies. So, you live with your mom?
I sit and listen to them, and watch when Martin puts his arm next to hers. But Abby immediately pulls her arm away and looks uncomfortable. Then we begin to practice our lines and Martin makes a joke. Suddenly I'm laughing, and at the same time I'm thinking, what's happening? I almost like this guy, although he's blackmailing me.
From bluegreen118@gmail.com to hourtohour.notetonote@gmail.com. Date, December 6th at 10:21 p.m. Subject, coming out. Okay, so I didn't quite do it. We had dinner, and it was nice. And I was really planning to tell him. But you know how you hear stories when the dad says, yeah, I already knew? Well, my dad isn't going to say that. I'm sure that he doesn't know I'm gay because he brought me a book about a love story between two straight people. It completely stopped me telling him, of course. But then I thought it might be a good thing, because I think my mom would be unhappy if I told my dad first. So my new plan is to come out to her. Why is it much easier talking about this stuff with you? Blue. From hourtohour.notetonote@gmail.com to bluegreen118@gmail.com. Date, December 7th at 4:46 p.m. Subject, re-coming out. Blue, I can't believe your dad got you that book. I'm not surprised that you couldn't tell him. When I come out, I'm planning to tell both my parents together. But your parents aren't together anymore, so you can't do that, Blue, can you? Maybe it's easier to talk about stuff with me because I'm really cute and my grammar is good. But Mr. Wise won't agree. Jacques.
From bluegreen118@gmail.com to hourtohour.notetonote@gmail.com. Date, December 9th at 4:52 p.m. Subject: Re coming out. Jacques: Just so you know, being cute isn't the reason that you're easy to talk to. I can never usually talk to cute guys. I get nervous and don't know what to say to them. But if you want me to call you cute again, I will. You're cute, Jacques. So, I'm not sure if you meant to tell me your English teacher's name. Sometimes I think that you like to give me clues so that I will guess who you are, Jacques. Anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for everything. It's been a strange weekend, but talking to you has made it a lot better. Blue.